It is Friday, January 18th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callum.
I'm Isabel Grajeda.
And with us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Well, this is, of course, a big weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's a holiday weekend.
It's the debut of the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes it is. I got a slight walkthrough earlier this week. It's going to be fantastic.
Opening day hours are 1 to 5 o'clock Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some amazing art to see in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm particularly excited about one show.
And that is?
It's a physician named Johnny Adkins, who I've known since his little kids were little kids, and they're not anymore. Who knew that he drags home trees and stumps?
And makes furniture?
And logs. Well, he makes furniture, but he also makes art. Wall hangings and this giant... I'm holding my arms out. You can't see that. This giant, like 8-foot-long fish that has carved teeth and it has hidden compartments in its head. And just beautiful, amazing things. A lot of what he drags home has rotted. Mm. And if you clean that up and you stabilize it, you get like beautiful reds and oranges and patterns. It's just gorgeous.
How did he figure all of that out?
I don't know. He started dragging things home. He'd always carved wood, like when he was a resident.
So he was familiar with the medium.
And then people started telling him, oh, here's a great piece of wood, or here's a place where you can go get a great log. And then it became whole trees. He broke the trailer with one.
Uh-oh.
And so his whole workshop is full of trees, and his whole yard on East Mountain is full of trees. And he figured out that if he wanted to keep making things, he had to let go of some of it. So he has this show. It starts Saturday evening, 4 to 9, with a reception, and it's at the former Nelms Adventure Subaru showroom on North College in Fayetteville. Lots of room, so lots of big pieces of art. And there'll be music by his son, who's a drummer, and his girlfriend, Candy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be art by his daughter, Kate, who's a multimedia artist. And then the show continues through January 27th.
And it's going to stay there at the former Subaru.
Right. And you can go from there Saturday evening. You could hit the show and then go on to Fun Bags at the UARC Bowl at 8 o'clock. And you could have a heck of an evening for
$5. Yeah, no kidding.
Also this weekend, another cool art show, the Arkansas Champion Trees exhibit, some of which is at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, some of which is at the Fayetteville Public Library. It's by a Hot Springs artist named Linda Williams Palmer, and if you didn't know the state had champion trees, you need to Google it. It's kind of cool. The garden is charging $5 admission for adults, free to members, and the library, of course, is free and open during library hours. Bored kids?
Probably. Somebody knows them.
Saturday, Wonders of Winter Wildlife at Hobbs State Park from 10 to 4. And one of the presenters at 2 o'clock will be Linscombe Bado,
who's always fascinating, talking about the birds of prey.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have cool, great, big flying things. I wonder if Igor is still alive.
The turkey buzzard?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
A turkey buzzard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a turkey vulture.
Turkey vulture, I mean.
Yeah.
Sorry. As of earlier this week, was scheduled to appear.
Excellent. Oh. Saturday morning at 10:30 at the Fayetteville Public Library, there's a Shaky Bugs family concert with Jules Taylor.
I bet that's free.
One of my favorite people in the world. Yes, it is. Or you can spend $10 or $20 and go to the Velveteen Rabbit Saturday afternoon at the Walton Art Center. This production includes local children from the new school.
And doing not just standing around, but...
Are they dancing or something?
Dancing, and they've been practicing lifts, and I mean real, honest to goodness part of the show.
Very cool.
One show only, 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, there's a discussion at Crystal Bridges at 3 o'clock called The Art of Science and Light, part of the Great Hall Lecture Series. And at 4 o'clock, there's a tableside theater production at Acoustic Mud in Bella Vista, a cool new place if you haven't been there, called Laundry and Bourbon. Yeah, they're doing mostly lighthearted murder mystery type of things. Should be fun. Doors open at 3:30, and cost with dinner is $32.50. And then Monday evening, because we won't be here on Monday.
Because we're going to be preempted by the inauguration.
Something close to my heart. It's a closing reception for the Clay for Cancer show, which is at the Nadine Baum Studios. It's a project between the Community Creative Center and the Fayetteville Washington Regional Cancer Support Home. And my late husband went to some of these classes, had a great time. You need to go see what these people are making. And it's also a meet and greet for Meg Skaggs, who's the new program administrator at the Community Creative Center. That happens from 6 to 8 on Monday. And it is also our favorite word.
Free.
Great. That's quite the lineup.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday, beginning at 10 p.m. This Friday, I'll feature some great music from vibraphonist Milt Jackson and Hammond B3 organist Dr. Lonnie Smith. We'll also hear from Stan Getz and Sonny Fortune. This and much more. That's Friday at 10 p.m. on Shades of Jazz.
A little bit later on this edition of Ozarks at Large, we'll give away the last two pairs of tickets to see Threepenny Acre and the Steel Wheels at George's Majestic Lounge Tuesday night. Tickets are going fast, by the way, from what I understand, because Brian and Threepenny Acre were inside the building this morning recording a session for Saturday night's Pick and Post with Mike Shirky. That'll be Saturday night 7. They did a handful of tunes. And good news, Threepenny Acre fans, the new CD is going through the final mix tonight. So we should have, after it's been duplicated and all that, should have a release mid-spring.
Perfect.
Yes. Anyway, the two tickets will be given away later today.
Support for KUAF comes from George's Majestic Lounge and Fayetteville Roots, presenting bluegrass recording artists The Steel Wheels and Threepenny Acre Tuesday, January 22nd. Doors open at 7 p.m. with the show at 8. Limited table seating is available. George'sMajesticLounge.com for more information.